If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
NASCAR Chicago Street Race Weekend returns Saturday and Sunday along the same Grant Park route as in previous years. And the play-by-play announcer is Adam Alexander. And Adam, you were born in Madison, Indiana, and so racing is in your blood, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny, and I don't know if you say that because of this, but Madison, Indiana, home to the Madison Regatta. It's 4th of July weekend, so I spent many 4th of July weekends with the Madison Regatta and the fireworks and the unlimited hydroplanes on the Ohio River. So I'm not sure if that's the connection you were making to Madison, but growing up in Indiana and then moving to Indianapolis as a young kid, you know, the Indianapolis 500 was a big deal for me, and now obviously making a career in NASCAR. But I've been around racing really for all my life. It's been neat off and on as a career path for me, but certainly as a fan, as a youngster, and now covering it for NASCAR as a career has been a great thing, and enjoy it very much.
Pit reporter and turn announcer for the Indy 500. You have been on the scene for sure, and I know you're looking forward to Chicago this weekend, aren't you?
Always. It's, you know, Chicago's a great city, great sports city. And being a kid from Indianapolis, we love the rivalry with Chicago and sports. And I actually, growing up in southeastern Indiana, was a Cincinnati Reds fan. And so the rivalry between the Reds and the Cubs was always fun. So I followed Chicago sports for a long time, just being a sports fan and growing up in the Midwest and being a Big Ten guy and all of that. And so very familiar with the Chicago sports scene and look forward to getting there this weekend. You know, NASCAR has done a great job in the last 4 or 5 years of really branching out and trying to reach new markets and do new things. And they've really enjoyed tremendous success with that. I think about the move they made to race at the LA Coliseum with the Clash for a few years, and that was such a big step to reach not only the Los Angeles market, but do something that, you know, had not been done, and race that preseason exhibition race in a football stadium. And that was very unique and different. It went well and was so well received in Los Angeles. And it was moves like that that really have opened the door for, I think, a really exciting future. But Chicago and racing on the streets is another layer of that. And the backdrop is just amazing. And I'm not sure anyone ever could have imagined what it would look like to see those cars on the streets of Chicago until they were actually there doing it. So the anticipation is high, and there's a lot of talk in NASCAR circles about a street course in other cities in the future. And so there's no doubt that Chicago and this event has laid the groundwork for so many great opportunities down the road.
Adam, how do the drivers and the teams look at that? I mean, they share that sentiment. Is it kind of a welcome break from the norm for them? How do they look at this whole weekend?
Well, I would say yes. I would say yes and no. And I don't, when I say no, it's not that they don't look forward to it, but in some ways, it's actually more of the same. You know, road course racing is something that we used to do a couple of times a year, and no one was very good at it, and you'd have 4 or 5 guys, maybe 2, 3 guys, that really had a legitimate shot to win. And it was almost just survive the weekend and move on to next week when we're back on an oval. Now road course racing has become a very big part of what you do on the schedule. And not only are they racing in Chicago this weekend on the streets of Chicago, they'll be road racing next weekend in Sonoma, California. There's another road course race later in the regular season prior to the playoffs. And then we'll race on the road in the playoffs as well. So you have to be very good at this discipline if you're going to be successful overall and put yourself in position to win a championship. And so, you know, NASCAR's drivers embrace it, not only because it's Chicago and it's unique, but they embrace it because you have to be good at this if you're going to be a big picture considered a championship contender. And so I would say that the drivers not only look forward to it because of what's in front of them and racing in Chicago, but they know this weekend presents a real chance for them to go out and gain some knowledge as we move throughout the rest of the schedule and you try to be there at the end of the year and win the title.
Give us a preview, if you would, of the Xfinity Series race on Saturday.
Well, it's going to be a great field. You know, there's this young kid, and everybody should remember his name, Connor Zilich. He's 18 mm-hmm. years old, grew up racing go-karts, and, you know, he made his debut last year, and he goes out and wins at Watkins Glen, and everyone's like, wow, this kid is just so special. And when he won at Watkins Glen on the road course, running part-time, he beat some of the best. And this year, he's put an exclamation point on his ability not only to race on the road, but he's getting it done at ovals. His car control is just amazing. And so he's going to be someone we're talking about deep into the year as far as being someone that could win that championship. He's going to be great on Saturday. There's no doubt. He's never seen the track, but I know he will adapt quite well. And I can't wait to watch him go toe-to-toe with his teammate for the weekend, and that will be Shane Van Gisbergen. And that's a name that I know, you know, race fans in Chicago are familiar with. We had never heard of him before 2 years ago. He comes to Chicago, and he wins that first-ever Cup race there. He won the Xfinity race last year. He's already won this season as a Cup rookie in Mexico City, so he's locked into the playoffs. Watching those two go toe-to-toe on Saturday is going to be an unbelievable show. And they're two of the best on the road. There's no doubt about it at both levels, Xfinity and Cup. And I know we are going to be entertained for that 50-lapper on Saturday in the Xfinity Series.
Check out the coverage on the CW Network on WGN-TV. Adam Alexander, the voice of the NASCAR Series. Adam, let us know if any of the drivers are brave enough to go on the Kennedy Expressway, okay?
Okay, yeah, they like a controlled environment, you know.
Yeah, not necessarily an obstacle course. Have a great weekend. I know you will. Thank you.
Thanks.
And thank you guys. Have a great one.